Just ahead, a court ruling on greenhouse gases has provoked sharp debate in Australia's business community. But first, it's time to hear from you, our listeners. We got a lot of response to our recent story about Al Gore and the people who are volunteering to bring his PowerPoint presentation about global warming into their local communities. Several people wanted to know how they could become a volunteer. But Robin Leach, who catches us on WAMC in Albany, New York, is afraid that's just preaching to the choir. What's been done to get Gore's movie translated into Chinese, Mr. Leach writes, or into the hands of the industrial giants of China and India? A number of you got in touch about our interview with journalist Matthew Power about the massive Philippine garbage dump known as Payatas and the people who make their living picking recyclables out of the trash. Tim Jacobson, who listens to us on KUNC in Greeley, Colorado, used to live in Manila and has been to the dump. And he took us to task for failing to discuss the cost to human life. Mortality among the children of Payatas is over 30%, Mr. Jacobson writes, and adults rarely live beyond 35. It is a tragedy, he says, that trickle-down economics leave the poorest of the people paying the greatest price for the waste of society. But KUOW listener Gerald Alexander from Seattle said he was inspired by the story and how the, quote, modest efforts of individual entrepreneurs can, in their collective results, have a significant effect on cleaning up their corner of the world. Well, if we inspire you, or not, let us know about it. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or write to us at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Our email address is letters@loe.org. Once again, letters@loe.org. And you can visit our webpage at livingonearth.org, where you can hear us anytime. That's livingonearth.org.